Troubles are my attention. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination. Now, what in the heck are you talking about? Troubles are my attention, Herb. Today is your birthday. And on your birthday, you're talking about troubles are my attention? And I say, yes, I am. Troubles are my attention. The only troubles I have in life are when I give attention to things that make troubles. And I don't do that at all. I don't give any attention to any troubles. I have had so many people call me asking for guidance on the phone, for spiritual illumination, for healing, and for all these things. And I say, I'm sorry, I don't do that. They say, well, yes, you are. You're supposed to be a healing university. I said, it probably should be a wholeness university. But when people call me, they don't want to be healed from something. They want to experience their allness. They want to experience who and what they are. They don't want to have troubles in their attention. They don't want to have troubles in their mind, in their thinking. They want to have wholeness in their thinking. Now, troubles are my attention. Now, if you have troubles in your life, if I have troubles in my life, it is because I have given them attention. Now, you know that every time some difficulty comes along, and you can have your attention diverted from that for some way, then that seems to disappear. We're watching the Border Patrol out here as they were collecting a few international travelers, and we were thinking to ourselves, well, good luck, international travelers, you know, next time you'll be a little more invisible. And we don't wish you any unhappiness or any happiness. We just know that you are invisible as you go about your life doing. But Herb, do you want those people to come through your property and attract the international travelers to go through your property? And I said, no, they go around it, and they go around the property. But the thing is, I don't wish them any unhappiness. I just see them going around it and doing whatever they want to do, being happy and harmonious and wonderful. But, hey, they're going to take jobs away from other people. And I said, I doubt that. We have more jobs than we have people to fill them. The people, farmers, they put out a request for cotton pickers, for people who are picking their crop, their grapes and what have you, and nobody shows up. No, none of the general population of the United States show up. Have you ever seen many Korean grape pickers? Have you ever seen many Chinese grape pickers? And have you ever seen other nationality grape pickers? But Mexicans, the Mexicans love to do it. And that's the image they have of themselves. Now, when the farmer advertises for grape pickers, he doesn't get any results. But the wetbacks, the illegals, and the green card people, they can get them by the dozens, because they come through a certain union or something, and people help them find the jobs. Because, I mean, these people wouldn't know where to go. They have no access. They don't read English. They don't read the newspapers. They don't. You see, troubles are my attention. So what do these people do who want to do? They go to somebody who knows about these things, and then they bring them to it. Now, we make troubles for ourselves by sticking our nose in other people's business. Do you hire the police to go out and catch criminals? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. You pay taxes to have the police take care of. So why are you sticking your nose in what criminals are doing and what the police are doing? You should keep your nose out of their business. Now, what's one of the best ways to keep your nose out of their business? Well, not to watch the TV shows on police and criminal action. Because if you're going to pay attention to this, you're going to put this in your consciousness, and you're going to put this in your experience. Why? When we were growing up as children, and this is back in the 20s and 30s, why did we never lock our houses? Why are the people in Australia not locking their houses? Can you imagine? In today, in the 21st century, people not locking their houses, Well, because that's their consciousness. They don't need that. Why are people in many areas of the world not locking their houses? You go down to Nigeria. Basically, people don't lock their houses. Although some of the rich people, they put fences around because they are afraid somebody's going to try to rob them. And, of course, then they create people trying to rob them. Where the poor people, they have nothing and there's nothing to rob from them. And so their windows have no windows in them, no glass. People can just step in and out like the goats and other animals do. And, hey, that's cool. And the floors are made of dirt. And this is right next to the Villa of God Unlimited in Nigeria. It's beautiful. And this is not unusual. Now, what do the, and they're all the relatives of the Agbo family. Now, how fantastic. Now, are these beautiful people? Super.
Happiness.
Are these people who are afraid? No.
Rubbing my magic lantern.
Do the kids run around barefoot? Sure.
This is Dr. Herbert Elmarley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy.
You know,
the value of a vow.
It's amazing. We, in thoughts,
are my magic.
That's what we call here in America, who have virtually everything.
Absolutely.
We're sorry for kids who don't have shoes. You know? We're sorry for kids who don't have toys and various things to play with. Well,
this
we teach
Mr.
our
Kendall
kids to want
speaking.
Designer jeans. It's not bad enough.
Here on the bedside table of children over the world.
What are we doing? We are troubles are my attention. Whatever we put our attention on, that becomes our troubles.
One
and that's
of the kids
silly
says,
thing to do, is that
you're ugly.
Do we want to do that? I wouldn't
and
think so.
One of the girls
why
spoke
do we do
up
it?
And said, no, he's
now,
not ugly.
We take a person
and
like
the other guy said, oh, he is too. He is ugly. Just look at him.
And he wants a television.
This is Dr. Herbert Elmarley.
Now, what does he watch on the television set?
What for today?
Now, we talked to one of our students, JJ, and he's
now
a very outstanding student in many,
happiness
many ways.
In woman's life.
Very intellectual, very excellent.
Rubbing
and
my magic.
He has a television, and I say, JJ, what do you watch on your television set?
Good evening.
He says, well, I watch all the Disney channels. I watch Discovery.
This is Mr.
I watch the channels
Kendall.
Whatever they may be, you know.
You're just born.
We don't have television here, so I'm not aware of all
the popped into the world and said, guys, hi world, how's everybody?
And he says, and I like
nobody
to listen to musical concerts.
One of the primary stories.
Music. And I think that sounds future is worth
so
that's
words.
What he listens to
a picture
on television.
Is
no.
worth a thousand words.
What does his neighbor
singing and walking?
The prison
what
sells
a wonderful
two
way
bucks,
to live
one upper, one
life.
Lower, and then the guy in the upper has his television with his earphones.
With a song in my heart!
With his earphones. And if JJ would look at the other guy's television, he'd see all the blood,
health
guts, and thunder that they
kind.
Can have on television.
And you can learn to laugh.
Said, excuse me, I'm just passing by. I got my eyes closed. I don't see a thing.
This is Dr.
You see, this is
University
what it is.
University of Philosophy.
Where's our attention? That's where our
good evening.
Are.
Good
and
evening.
That's where our happiness
good evening.
Is. Where
this
our attention
is Mr. Kendall
is.
Speaking.
So, where is your happiness?
I travel the
what
world,
are
sitting at the bedside of
today.
Everywhere.
I came in for breakfast, and
as
I came into the house, he sang, happy
wonderful
birthday
boy.
To me. And I said, how wonderful.
And
then
he felt
we had
very
our
own, unhappy.
And we all said,
the teacher, knowing that.
And then we said, I like me.
Quietly
and then
went
we
up
said,
to the
peace.
Child and said,
and then we gave each other a big hug and a big smooch on the lips and
problem.
Said, I love you.
Well,
and then,
teacher,
Rex, Button, and Love had to come in
and
with their hugs
says,
and their loves. And then I sat at the table, and here were five beautiful candles representative of my 25 years of age. And
the world's greatest
representative, as Ellen says, of the pyramid. And then beautiful plum blossoms here.
This is Mr. Candle speaking.
A peach blossom.
I'm sitting here on your bedside table,
from
as I do on bedside table.
And sitting next to me are two
all
beautiful trees
the world.
That we're going to plant
every evening.
Ellen says, in my yard,
ready to go to bed.
In the Hermitage yard, one tree
and
in memory of my brother who passed down,
to do
and the other tree in memory of us who are alive.
So he went out and did all
so
the things his mother
every time I turned around, beautiful things.
And as he did all the things,
then Sylvia You know, she just has to outdo herself.
Dr. Herbert L. Byerly.
She never can just let things go as it normally is. But it's my birthday, and it's Sunday. And so she makes me two beautiful fried eggs, gently.
How about
you know,
that?
And two-piece, two waffles. Waffles, you know, my goodness, we haven't seen a waffle around here for months.
For today.
And then
we delay our
fruit
healing.
With a banana and an orange and an apple and a pear and a kiwi. And Rex, as I eat any of these things, he has to eat it too. And then there's the grape nuts and there's the Cheerios and there is the... flaxseed there, and all these beautiful things. And then she brings me a bagel, a half a bagel that has been toasted. And, of course, it needed something on it besides the butter, so I put some strawberry jelly on it. And I had a cup of coffee, and I didn't have any water, but I imagine it's there someplace. And then we began reading the birthday cards, because it's my birthday today.
It is easy
and we had birthday
to keep
cards
going.
Troubles are my attention.
Dr. Herbert L. Byerly,
my attention is only on happiness.
Here in Campo, California,
and I don't know
for troubles.
I don't know where they live or who they belong. And what is that, a bouquet of flowers, too?
Oh, my goodness sakes,
I didn't even see that until just now.
Do you think this is a good gadget?
Two bouquets of flowers. Wow.
And you think it's
from the yard and one from the store.
I measure good by
happiness. The birthday cards on the table there. Man,
it is easy to keep going.
A mountain lilac is the other
evening.
Yes, they're blooming.
Good evening.
Good beautiful, evening. Beautiful.
This is Mr. Campbell.
Well, and then
sitting
this
here
is just
on
the beginning of the day.
And Henry,
now
was
where do you think the troubles are on this family?
What was the most
we don't even know how to spell the word.
More
and we live in happiness and joy and peace and harmony because that's what our every thought
remembrances
is, every moment of every day
of my brother.
And you know, this is how to live.
This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capital, California.
And I give my attention to health,
I touch the
wealth, happiness, harmony, peace,
shortcut
joy.
To
and
heaven.
Ellen, I'm going to go to London.
Good evening. Good evening.
Switzerland and to Nigeria this month.
Good evening.
Now,
good evening.
I'll be
good
gone
evening.
For 6 weeks.
This is Mr. Candle.
Here. And... what did you give me?
I go to the bedside of boys and girls all over the world, bringing them stories of
in all sizes.
So they gave me one suitcase that
all seemed to be interested,
and inside of it
was a children around the world are doing.
The suitcase, which was inside,
and as I was in Poland,
the carrying bag,
I was at the
Polish opera house, was a shaving kit, And they think I'm going to take all that with me on my trip, and they're mistaken. I'm going to stuff as much as I can into the smallest one I can and take as few clothing as possible and just have a wonderful time. And I will. But, you know, isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that we live in such a grand day and age where the simple things in life are the happiest things in life, and it makes us feel the happiest. Well, you have a lovely day, and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.